G'day, Mossy.
Morning, guys. How are you going?
When you would see, you said, I'll back up. Have you had much sleep?
Mate, yeah, I had a bit. I had a lot more than I would have because when I got home, I turned on the ABC2's coverage just to see what social media was ticking off on. And
they went nuts, didn't they?
That did send me to sleep. I'm actually glad. It's the first time in my life I would rather have sat in traffic to get to and from a game than watch it on TV. It was disgraceful. It was beyond embarrassing.
Was it really?
It really was. It was that bad.
I couldn't find it. Just, you know, it comes up and it had
You're one of the lucky ones, Sluts.
Well, I'm thinking it's got to be televised. Then I went to Fox. It's not there. And I didn't even think to look ABC 2.
No, no. Mate, what did you make of it? Obviously, some tremendous little bits of individual skill from Liverpool, 3-0 up. Queuing the rack half time.
Yeah, there were. And let me start by saying it was worth the trip just to be a part of the anthem. Walk Alone, singing the anthem. And I mean, that was a magical moment. And if for whatever the game lacked in passion, because it was a friendly and there was nothing on the line, it was made up for by seeing 73,000 people belt that tune out. And it was just wonderful. But yeah, look, Steven Gerrard was the main, he was the main attraction, really. He was, his range of passing still and the way he got around the pitch, his energy was outstanding. I know he's probably the EPL has probably passed him by in some ways, but I can't believe he's not playing the game at some level around the world. But anyway, that's a story for another day. Daniel Sturridge, Roberto Firmino were fantastic, and a great goal by Marino as well. So some individual skill, as you said, TK. And Sydney played their part. You could see that they couldn't wait for their holidays to begin. They were as professional as they could be. They're off to Vegas today, apparently.
Bellagio.
I've stayed at Bellagio. Fountains.
I circus. Tried to pull off the sting. What was it? Ocean's 11.
Oh. I didn't know where you were going with that.
Yeah. You had to sort of sneakily get that security pass from a staff member to get out the back to get down to the safe.
Mate, they would have asked you for ID wherever you went, Slats. They wouldn't have thought you were overage.
Well, he was wearing his baggy.
That's true. That's true.
So they didn't let me in.
That was a problem. Excuse me, sir. You look 16.
So what do you think Graham thought of it, Arnold?
Look, it was one of those, as a coach, I know how I would feel about a game like that. There's part of you saying great opportunity for my players to showcase their talents on a bigger stage. But really, given that the grand final was, you know, over 2 weeks ago, you just want to send your players away, give them the break that they've earned.
So just say I'm a scout watching that, you know, watching Liverpool play Sydney FC. Did anyone from Sydney FC do anything?
I tell you what, young George Blackwood stood out. He was quite positive with the ball. He was prepared to run at the Liverpool defence, pick the ball up in some good areas. It's his end product that's missing at the moment, but that'll come with experience and game time. But he certainly looks like he's got the talent to go on with it and play a regular role in the A-League.
Now, Ajax, went down, mate. Man U, 2-0. They go through to the champ trophy next year, don't they?
Yeah, look, I said yesterday Ajax were going to put out a young side. I didn't think it would be the youngest team ever in a major European game. It was an incredibly young side. So Manchester United did what they had to do. Pogba scored a deflected goal before half-time. Mkhitaryan scored in the second half before he was substituted. And really, it was a professional performance. There was a lot of criticism of Mourinho's tactics. He went for containment and hitting Ajax on the counter-attack, which, you know, some pundits say would have been fine against a Barcelona or a Real Madrid, but against a young Ajax side, they thought he could have been a bit more positive. Job done, though. He lifts the trophy. They're in Europe next year. Yeah. And I think it was a ceremonial changing of the guard, because I think Manchester United have suffered long and hard over the Alex Ferguson hangover. Mm. David Moyes was a disaster. And then Van Gaal, okay, he lifted a trophy. But I think Jose Mourinho is the man to take that club forward. Yeah. They haven't got to being the old Manchester United yet, but maybe they won't ever do that under
Jose
Mourinho.
What happened with him, Mossy, the second year at Chelsea? What happened?
Oh, there was a lot of things.
It was bizarre because they won it the year before.
Yeah.
Then they just were,
you remember,
busted.
He had the bust-up with the doctor early in the season, and she got
busted,
the sack. And
well, he said that they wouldn't spend anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, there was other things at play. You could see, I think it was John Terry at the time, he wasn't getting much game time and legend of the club. You know, there was some unrest in the dressing room. Yeah. Sometimes it doesn't make you a bad manager when things like that happen. It just means sometimes your use-by date has arrived at that club.
Mate, Wayne Rooney, I mean, they've been trying to get rid of him for 10 years. You know, What's the go?
It's very strange. I mean, you would think if this was to be his last game for Manchester United, because there is talk that that is the case, or you would think that they would put those rumours to bed and say, no, he's staying next year. But if it was to be his last game, you would think that they would have given him the send-off that he rightly deserves. I mean, he is a Manchester United legend. But the way he lifted the trophy this morning suggested that it might well have been his last game in Manchester United colours. There's talk of him going to China on big dollars. There's talk of him maybe going back to Everton to finish his career where it all started. Who knows? But, yeah, strange. Silence is deadly in this game sometimes. Yeah.
Anything else, mate?
Aaron Moy. Aaron Moy, as we know, the Socceroo comes into camp with the Socceroos next Friday. He's got the EPL playoff, that $300 million game, coming up on May 30. I think that's Tuesday. But his coach, his manager at Huddersfield, David Wagner, there's some interest. He's German. There's some interest for him to go back to the Bundesliga. And he's basically said, wherever I go, I'm going to try and take Aaron Moy with me. Huddersfield might get promoted to the Premier League, but there's no guarantee Wagner will stay. But he said, wherever I go, I want him to come with me. Manchester City own Aaron Moy. Of course, he's on loan at the moment.
Good on you, Mossy.
Grab that pillow, mate, and just curl up in the corner.
Good on you, guys. I'll follow the roadmaps in my eyes to get home.
Yeah. Good one, mate. Well done.
Thanks,
guys. Thank you for that.
Well done, mate.